If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, and welcome to our celebration of Animae Magna. We're celebrating this great week where we're preparing to not only celebrate the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday, but also Lent comes up starting Ash Wednesday. So this is the beginning of an interesting week of preparation, and we're looking towards our soul as how we're preparing for especially the time of Lent. So this is kind of like we're calling it Animae Magna, which means big soul. So keep that in mind. Big souls, actually, it's plural. So keep that in mind that this is what we're doing this week. And yesterday we talked about how the Lord calls us regardless of who we are. And he's calling us and meeting us where we are. And we talked about how the greatest quarterback of all time was the 19th round draft pick. That's it, just the 19th round draft pick. And if you think of many of the competitions that he won, I'll remember that Super Bowl from Super Bowl 51, where, remember, he was so far behind and he came up and the whole team came together and they won the game. Very powerful, they won the game. And it was just something that you watch methodically. He was leading the team and got the team moving, and they won the Super Bowl. And if you remember afterwards, things that were said, all the memes and stuff were like, you know, using Tom Brady, because our focus was on Tom Brady. Tom Brady was like, you know, you're down so many points, can't possibly win, there's no way. And then he'd just say, hold my beer. And so there were powerful celebrations, but sometimes spiritually you can be in the same position, or you can think of others in the same position. You know, I remember, now I don't think they do this anymore in school, but I remember there were those times in school. School was rough when I was going to school. It was rough. Just kidding. But there was a lot more leeway back then. And so it wasn't unusual to hear a teacher say of a student, he won't amount to a thing. This is a story that I've always remembered. They asked me to help speak up for a student who was kicked out of a vocational school. And there was a teacher that absolutely despised this guy. And they wanted, and the teacher said, no, he's being kicked out. I want him out of my class, and he's being kicked out of the school. I want nothing to do with this guy. Well, whatever became of him, he became a Marine and helped protect the freedoms of everyone who was in that school and in this country. And so some people would turn around, he won't amount to a thing. Oh, really? Well, he became a very well disciplined and good Marine, but other people dismissed him, right? Because they only knew him at this time. So we can look at that as well as realizing that the Lord is calling you. And if you might be going through a time where you just feel like you've just lost everything, everything's at a loss. Maybe you've fallen into a deep well of sin and feel that God will want nothing to do with you. I have met those people, and my job is to try to encourage them, say, no, don't think like that, and teach them why and everything else. Yes, I've met those people. Sometimes I've met them on the street, meaning literally that's where they live. So, and I'll tell you an interesting story, because all my stories are interesting. Didn't you know that? I'll tell you an interesting story. I was doing prison ministry, and there was a guy in prison, and I don't know what he was in for. You never do, and you never ask. And he might have been awaiting trial or whatever, because he was in a jail. And he was very upset, and he felt like his life was now a mess. and he had no hope. And I said to him, well, you can think that, but at the time there was a world leader who had been in that very same prison. Now, didn't necessarily have the best reputation as a world leader, but as I would say, he's still the president, not now, the president of his country. So you can say whatever you want about him, but he is still, in fact, the president of his country. So I said to him, I mean, he walked these very same halls, and he's like, he was just shocked. He's like, really? I said, yes, he did. He walked these very same halls, and now he is the president of a country. So you can really feel that you have no hope, that even God has given up on you. But that is not necessarily the case. God gives up on no one, and he takes people in their most weakest area, and he turns them into what he wants them to be by working through them. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. So I just wanted to let you know that you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday, and you know that. That's our chanted Mass. So I say Mass parts, I sing Mass parts, and the people sing back. That's our chanted Mass. So if you'd like to come to St. Anthony Parish and experience what we do here, feel free. Remember, you have that standing invitation, but then you may feel, well, you know, I feel a little self-conscious and I don't want to put anything in the collection yet, but I don't want people to think I'm just sitting there hands hanging. Well, not that anyone really cares, because they don't. But here's what to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. That is, because, you know, we're just saying you just want to experience what it's like there. Just do that. Now, then remember, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, no other church or parish. So if you don't currently have a local parish you call home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike, and don't forget, do not throw the stone. So we're talking about this powerful reality where God can take a person who is feeling that they are in the depths of despair, depths of failure, depths of everything, and can turn that around and use all that for something powerful that he can do. And something powerful he can do working through you to lead others to come to know him more powerfully. So never find yourself in a position where you think God has given up on you, because he never, ever does that. You can give up on you, and don't ever do that, because God doesn't give up on you. But you may feel, especially as one of the things we know, as you get closer to the goal line, you may find in a football, well, you do find in a football game, the team that is trying to prevent you from hitting the goal line will then do everything they make sure that you don't. And I remember a play with Fran Tarkenton many years ago, and it was fascinating. It was one of those, you know, third down, maybe even fourth down at that point, goal to go. And he was, of course, the quarterback, and you'd expect him to throw to the receiver who would be in the end zone. And this was like a make or break play. He had to do it. There was no way around this. He had to make the goal. He had to get the touchdown in order for the team to win. And there it was, and all the resistance was there. There was no way, and the other team was doing everything they could to make sure that Fran Tarkenton was not going to get anyone to throw that ball to, or in a rush or anything. And what happened was Fran Tarkenton jumped over the entire line of scrimmage and landed in the end zone. True story. It was just one of the most powerful things I have ever seen. And I was, of course, young at the time. And to this day, I have never forgotten that play. So you don't know. You can see all the resistance you want. You can see everything that can tell you you can't possibly end up in God's graces. You can't possibly end up in heaven. But you know for a fact that there is so much working so much grace there to make sure that you are in heaven, that the Lord's doing everything he can, and you can find that same power that Fran Tarkenton had through the grace of God, where he did everything they didn't expect. The one thing they didn't expect, they were ready for everything. They were ready for to intercept a pass. They were ready to stop the rusher, but they didn't expect him to jump over the line of scrimmage, and that's exactly what he did. So I think the way he jumped and then he like landed, not on his feet, but the ball was there, and that's the end of it. So we see that powerful reality is you don't know what God can do to bring you to experience. And that's what our Lent is all about. If you don't go to church, you know, I started going back to church on the first Sunday of Lent in 1980. You know why? Lent came by, and I said, you know, this is that period that when I was living my Catholic faith, we used to call Lent. Maybe I should do something. What should I do? They went, well, I know one thing I can do. I can go back to church. I literally said that. And so I did. I went back to church, and I was expecting people to kick me out of the church because I was dressed up with jean jacket, jeans, t-shirt. I expect them to kick me out of church, but they didn't, because the Lord was saying, not literally these people that said this guy's coming and don't do anything, no, but just saying, yeah, I'm taking you as you are, and we'll do powerful things with you, but you won't understand this at this point. So just when you think it's all lost, he makes you like Fran Tarkenton jumping over the line of scrimmage. We're going to continue our celebration of Animae Magna this week, and have yourself a blessed day, and we're going to talk more tomorrow. We'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.